The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
It's Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. It is Raz on the radio with the mighty Kip Moore. I was just admiring your boots before we went on the air here. Old boots are like an old friend or an old soul, right?
You can tell a lot about a man in his boots.
Yes. I'm only wearing sneakers today because I was standing on my feet all day doing interviews. But those boots traveled all over the world with you, right?
Yeah, man. These are easily 13, 14 years old.
Favorite ones?
For sure. Yeah, they're great.
How many boots do you own? Many, many, many?
Rez, I couldn't even tell you, man.
Yeah?
I got a lot of them. But like a lot of them, like what happens is I'll get them and then I don't want to take the time to break them in, and I just go back to the old faithfuls, man.
Hey,
you know. They're going to fall apart at some point, but I just can't stand wearing like
Dirks used to tape his up with duct tape.
Yeah, and they finally had it. On the tour that I was on, they finally like broke this.
Oh, yeah?
They were done.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So you're back into it with another new song called The Bull coming out here, and you've kind of pared down things a little bit. I love the way you went to the acoustic sessions and the acoustic EPs.
Yeah.
So I love your full-blown electric show, but does this seem like a move to like for your soul here?
Yeah, I mean, like for me, that's exactly what it was. And it was also, a transition to, I don't know anybody in our genre that's really doing that, like playing a full-blown acoustic tour. You know, we're doing 25 cities. The whole thing's sold out. It's been so magical inside, and you get to break down these songs to the essentials of how they started, and you get to tell the stories of how they were written, and the whole night's magical. We create the stage that look like an old bar dive, and it's the jukeboxes, and it's really cool, man, and it's, I love playing music like that. I love charging up, too, with the full band stuff, but I always want to kind of keep the fans on their toes. That's the thing for me, too.
And that's really the purest sense of what we do is acoustic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
for
that's
sure.
The soul
like,
of it.
The thing is your songs can't have holes in them. There's no tracks to hide behind. There's no noise to hide behind. It's like either your melody and your lyric is there. It's not. It's going to get exposed really quick. So I love the pressure of that.
But it seems to me, though, and I know you're a long time here from these interviews and going to your shows, like you wouldn't stand for a mistake, though.
I'm hard on myself.
I know you are.
And if I do, like I'll harp on it for days after, you know. So, but that's what I think makes me and our band what we are, because we work so hard at being the best band out there. So it's and that's why I've always gotten along with you. You're like the original OG, man, from back in the day. So it's like you're a music lover, man.
I am.
You're one of the PDs that's a music lover, and that's always a beautiful thing to be around.
I need to get out of myself, and that's what music does to me.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm with myself, I'm getting on my own nerves.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about everything I've ever done wrong in my life. I'm thinking about, like, oh, my God, I do this. I can't do that. Why am I doing that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't do this today. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But when I get into music, it takes me all out of that.
Yeah.
And you're talking to me anyway with songs, so I might as well go somewhere else than be with your own self.
Yeah, man.
You know?
I hear you.
So I love that about you. And I know you got a big tour coming up this summertime. You're always out on the road this summer.
Working on a new record that'll probably be out in the fall.
Electric?
Yeah.
Plug it in.
Oh, this is the best stuff I've done, man. I'm excited for about it.
I know you've always been searching for that.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think that you're going to love this record.
Well, I'm a Kip Moore fan. You know that.
I know, man.
And you're a good person.
I know, man.
And you set a good example for people to really find out who they are.
Yeah.
And that's what we should all be doing. And I appreciate that.
You're a man, the original OG.
Kip Moore, here at the 54th ACMs on 92.5 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.